This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another edition of The Home Episodes. This is the podcast with your host, Ted Smith. Back up top to the left of me on my Zoom screen is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on, man?
What's going on, everybody? Hopefully everyone's staying safe and warm and cozy at home. Seattle's pouring down rain right now. And should be a fun show.
Down there on the bottom square, getting everything squared away, getting the studio all set up. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
So, first of all, I have to brag about a power move I did this weekend. I will leave the name of the company out of it, but I think last week I spoke on it. I was a little worried that you had to order these tuxes for this wedding I was going to. Small wedding within coordinates of phase whatever, right?
But phase whatever.
So, like, the tux shows up, like, the jacket's a little long, or on the cuffs, like, the pants are a little long. No big deal. I'll get them hemmed. But the shirt, I ordered a slim fit, which my own fault. But, you know, Matt's a good fitness coach. I was like, I'm a slim fit guy now. So the slim fit is tight, boys. I mean, like, I can button it. But, yeah, it's dangerous if you stand in front of me. One of these buttons might put out an eye. So I'm never the guy that has every single receipt or email chain. But for this one, I was very specific, right? Ben Dragovan's a great friend of mine. I want to make sure that tux looks right. So September 7th, I email back and say, hey, I need a different shirt. September 8th, no worries, Mr. Smith, we're gonna send it out. So then it's been in transit for 3 days, right? Oh, it's gonna arrive late, this and that. So finally, like in between those days, I can get no answer because the customer support person gave me a number to call if I need anything at all, which was a fax machine.
Wow. Oh. You got Ted Smith. Whoever's paying for those taxes got.
Finally, I reach out on Twitter, which I don't want to be that person. Like, hey, what's going on? Here's our normal customer support number, blah, blah, blah. I call them. They say, look, don't worry. It's in transit. So now the wedding is out at Cave B, right? So I'm leaving Friday, and they're like, I'm like, it's not here. And they're like, well, I finally get a hold of a customer support person. We can send the shirt to the place on Saturday. I said, okay, here's the address. They call me back. They don't take UPS on Saturday. Do you have another address we can use? And I said, well, no, I don't keep homes all across the state. Like, you know, like, so what are we going to do now? So we go back and forth. Finally, I just go, this is like half an hour in. I go, I need to speak to a supervisor. Like, Mary, I'm not upset with you. You've been very nice, but like, I need a supervisor. Well, I can't get you one. I said, now hang on. When I called the second time, you said you spoke to a supervisor. So is there a supervisor or not? Let me put you on hold. I can find one.
Wow.
So then the supervisor,
wow,
we'll call her Sarah. And she goes, hey, I'm Sarah, the supervisor. I said, hang on, Sarah. What I need from you is your first and last name and your exact job title. She's frozen.
They've never seen a Karen like Ted before.
Oh, I am writing down everything. Got the notepad out, like, right? So now I'm talking
to Sarah. What's your horoscope, bitch?
Right? She's like, well, you know, we could refund you 30% or whatever. It's just the shirt. And I go, well, if I send you half a dress, are you going to make the choice of wearing the top half or the bottom half? Like, these aren't real questions. I can't stand up there shirtless. Well, this and that. So this goes round and round. She goes, well, sir, the bottom line is 30% is the best refund, is the best we can do. And I said, put a hold on that. Do not send me a 30% refund. That's not going to work. Now, the next thing you're going to get is an email from my lawyer, Joe Grube at Brennerman and Grube, and I will take 100% refund. Goodbye. Hang up.
Wow.
10 minutes later, they call back. Mr. Smith got a full refund.
Nice work, Karen. God. Dude, you don't, Matt, wow.
But I was like, dude, I never said radio, but I'm just like, look, I work in the customer service industry. I haven't hit him with, like, how do you have a Twitter for customers that I can't DM you? You don't have open DMs. Do you want to do business publicly? I don't.
Yeah, dude, that's literally like, you know what that makes me think of, Ted? And it's kind of badass. It actually makes you look good. Have you ever seen the movie The Town?
Yes.
Okay, the movie The Town is about Charlestown in Massachusetts. For people who don't know, the town, like the family business passed down from generation to generation in this town is in banks. Okay, fathers teach their sons, uncles tell their kids, like, here's how you rob a bank. So it's passed down. I want to say it was something crazy. It's like 60% of U.S. bank robberies come from like people in this town or something. It's something absurd. I don't know the fact, but anyway, it's in there. But in that movie, which was great, the one of the protagonists is talking about robbing Fenway Park. And he's like, look, man, I'm not going back to jail. I'm not going back to prison. If we get caught up, we're holding court in the streets. AKA, like, we're going to have an effing gun battle where everybody can see it go down and the cops are going to look bad and we're going to look bad. Like, that's basically the gauntlet you just threw down there. Like, you don't have DMs? You don't have DMs? All right, we're holding court in the streets. I'm taking it to Twitter. Let's go.
Terrified, bitch.
Try me. Like, that's what you said to her. This poor old, like, 45-year-old customer service woman. I love it, Ted. I love you mixing it up.
Woo. It was unbelievable. And then, like, I mean, I never yelled, kept my voice around this tone, and just kept asking those questions. So what is your solution? Right? But when they're like, 100% refund, we apologize. Is this your correct email? I was like, yes. Yes? All right. I appreciate you taking care of it. Hung up the phone, and I was like, yeah.
So did you do the wedding list or what?
Oh, I wore a shirt, but it was tight, man. Literally, the stud on the middle button came off like three times. I had to catch it.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. They make little like, oh, no, those are belt extenders. I don't think they make button extenders. Jesus. Dude, yeah, that's intense. How big was this wedding? How many people?
30 people.
Wow.
30 people, and you had to have a negative test.
I respect that.
Yeah. But it was KV. It was freaking beautiful. The smoked all moved out Friday night. And like, I mean, to be honest with you boys, I go to a lot of weddings. They don't usually get to me, but like seeing a friend like that who, maybe some of us have been the best luck in love. Like his dad gave a little speech, man. I had to walk away. I was freaking crying, like tearing up. Like, we got this, Ted. Like, don't cry. We're going to ruin this shirt.
Yeah. This shirt's going to bust open.
God, man. Just you bursting into tears as the button bursts out into the crowd.
Oh, man, that's gold, boys.
Now, the bad side of it is they had a little, like, reception thing at, like, a farmhouse, like, a couple miles away. And I just blatantly told, I was like, Benny, Alex, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be in the pictures at the farmhouse. They were like, what do you mean? I'm like, you have no idea how uncomfortable I am right now. Like, I wouldn't even sit down. Because I was like, if I sit down, things kind of spread out. Like,
you just had to stand up and act casual. I like it.
Right.
Taking one for the team. Dang. That's a good groomsman right there. That's what you want. He didn't make the day about him. Let it be about the bride. That's the move. That's the correct answer, Ted, no matter how much suffering you went through.
Well, it was funny, Friday night, the night before, right, I told everybody, I go, listen, that shirt's going to be super tight. I don't want anybody blowing smoke up my ass and saying it doesn't look tight. We all know it looks tight. The other thing I was going to bring up about that was hanging out there, man, and you guys know, right, like, there's something fun about hanging out with a group of people where everybody kind of had different jobs or whatever, but I couldn't get over it. It was just high-level people. Like, whether they worked for an advertising firm or at a gym in Bellevue, they were all just kind of like high-level people. And it was just like they thought my job was cool. And I was like, man, you guys have cool jobs.
That is cool. That always feels good when you're in, like, I don't know, just in, like, company like that you're, like, impressed by everybody there. I feel like you can learn a lot in those situations. I love learning all about, like, people's weird jobs.
Yeah, and trust me, I'm generally good at shotgunning stuff, but I shotgunned a White Claw towards the end of the night, made the mistake of getting the hole bigger, and there's still a Band-Aid on it because I sliced it open, but when you've been drinking alcohol for a few hours, you bleed.
God, Ted, you really wanted this wedding to be about you, didn't you, man?
Oh, like three people sprung into action. Let me get my kit.
Dude, always wanted to add a little drama. I love it, Ted.
By the end of the night, I was just holding a little bag of ice water with my finger in it. It's like, I'll be fine. Everything's fine.
The show must go on. I can't sit down. I can't breathe.
Right, I kept saying I can't exhale because I was very careful not to say I can't breathe. Yeah, man. But it was so much fun. The only strange thing was is that AB is a winery or vineyard. So Friday night, there's this cat hanging out, right? And it's between like a kitten and a cat. And everybody's like, that cat. And, like, other people staying there, it was kind of a joke, right? Like, no, that's my cat. That's my cat. But some of the girls are getting in there, like, petting the cat and everything. And I'm like, that's a, like, it looks fine. Cat, or Cobb, you've seen me manhandle a mangy cat, but I've learned my lesson. And I was like, that cat is here to hunt and look for food from humans. Like, that's it. But then every night, like a nightmare, I was like, I swear to God, I hear it. Meow, meow. This guy was out front of my door every morning. And like, outside the slider, and I'm just like, I did, you know, I ordered bagels and lox. Like, why are you hunting me down?
Dude, well, first of all, I think we talked about bringing your ex-girlfriend up on the cast, okay, and we decided no more. But as far as this cat goes, I feel like it just wanted to earn your love and affection. It knew that you were the only one that wasn't feeling it. I think you out there, you give it what it wants. You know, I feel like women are the same way. You know, in fact, we all have a little piece of that. We want what we can't have, man. And what did that cat want? That cat wanted a little bit of Ted Smith love and tender care. And you were denying it, you know?
100%, man.
You got to give the people what they want, man. Yeah, you're more of a goldfish guy, I would say.
Calvin was there.
Low maintenance.
By the way, Cobb, that story crushed. I was like, yeah, I know a guy that dates an Alex. He has a cat or a dog named Kevin. And he was like, no, his name is Calvin. I was like, that's your Alex.
Nice.
All right. So today, I mean, we had a big storm roll in. Rain. I mean, I'm fine with it. Felt normal to me. What are you guys thinking about fall now that it's back? I see Matt's in the long sleeve tee, shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the shorts. Like, fall is a good time. Don't wear shorts all through the winter. We've talked about that, you know. I'm a grown up. I have sweatpants, and I do love the like hoodie or long sleeve with the shorts vibe. And I actually just got a new hoodie that I'm pretty stoked about, but I didn't wear it because it's the exact same color as this couch I'm sitting on, so it looks kind of weird.
Also, I gotta admit, like today, like roaming around in a hoodie with the hood up and my mask up, like, man, I feel so cool.
Yeah, I feel like I look like I'm about to throw bricks at something. I didn't realize, like, my work pants are black, because obviously we get caramel and popcorn everywhere. My work hoodie is black. My face mask is black. My gloves are black, and my backpack is black. I literally look like one friend on the ground.
The black backpack is the key.
Oh, yeah, she's right here.
Black back.
Yeah.
Back. Cobb gave it to me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the storm was actually kind of cool. I mean, what, today's the second day of fall. Correct. Is that right? Yeah. So, I mean, I've never had a problem with fall. I love the hoodies. I love, honestly, like the football. I know that the holidays are coming up. Halloween's a good one, but Christmas, Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm into it. It's January, February, March, April, May that get me. Sometimes June.
Yeah, I think this year, I just thought it was different because our summer started so late. Like 2 weeks ago, I was on here like, usually I'm Mr. Fall, but I love the summer. I'm swimming in lakes, salt water. I'm hanging out at rivers now. But man, I don't know what it was. Those 2 weeks of the smoke just kind of changed me. And then once it cleared up, I was like, oh, foliage, little rain, I'm in. I got a great night's sleep last night.
Let me ask you this, homeboy. Have you managed to glance at the forecast for next week?
Oh, yeah. We're popping 80 again.
Summer coming back, baby.
For real?
Dude, oh, yeah.
Yep. Whoa. The comeback. The remix.
It's going to be full fall through, like, Sunday evening. And then, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be, like, high 70s.
Wow. Cool.
Sunshine.
But also, you know, that's the nice part about the Northwest. Like, it's, the temperature ranges are, like, we're talking 15 degrees. Whereas, like, you know, you guys know, when you live on the East Coast, like, I definitely had a day in Maryland where it dropped or raised 30 degrees in a day. And it's like, that's
Yeah. Ridiculous. And desert climates get that too. Like, get crazy swings. I mean, like, you know, Palm Springs or Phoenix, you'll wake up and spend the day and just, and then it plummets back down.
Well, it's like Burning Man. As hot as it is during the day, a lot of time in the evening, people are freaking freezing.
Yeah, there's like that half hour in between where everyone feels comfortable, and then people are like rushing for fur coats.
Yeah, I had somebody once ask me, like, kind of giving me a hard time, like, going to Burning Man. And they were older and like a business person. They were like, well, I don't understand. Why would you need jackets? And I just go, do you not understand how the desert works?
That's not a Burning Man thing.
Right, like, that's just kind of how deserts work.
That's pretty funny.
Has anybody thought about a crock pot?
What do you mean by no?
I'm thinking about making a turkey chili this weekend.
Ooh.
I like that move. I would say this, Ted, if you take a look over my left shoulder, it might be right from your perspective. What you'll see behind me is a microwave, a small kitchenette about 2 feet by 4 feet, and a sink with no sinkurator. There's a tiny fridge beneath that. That's my entire cooking setup. So a crock pot, unfortunately, I don't think I can do in my place. Because just to wash it out, I got to take it 4 floors down to the main kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good point. It'd be hard to cook it in there. I will say this, though. There is an opportunity that a friend could load it up. You could haul that bitch up there.
Ooh, dude, like when we got my furniture in here, I might have to have you help me carry it up the stairs.
The best was, you go, you've been lifting.
Dude, yeah, seriously, you were my first call, man. Dude, that's the I feel like your crockpot game's gotten pretty tight. You know, like, I remember when you first kind of started experimenting with that thing, and, like, now you're a pro.
Yeah, and, like, during the summertime, like, I just don't use it much, but it feels like a fall, a little bit colder. Like, yeah, man, have some chili in there. Like, have something going.
Yeah, get it going. I definitely feel that. Dude, what's up? Were you saying you bought an air fryer? Was that you?
I have an air crisper. A lot of people love air fryers. I think Matt's in the game. I'm an air crisper.
What? Dude, I got one. I mean, I really enjoy it. I'm not, like, you know, telling everybody they need to get it. They seem to be one of those things, almost like, you know, a keto or a CrossFit, where it's like, the thing is its own thing, but half of the thing is telling everyone about the thing. Like, I hear a lot about air fryers. I'm like, I have one. I like it. It's cool. But, like, what's with all these conversations? And they're coming from people that don't even know that I'm an air fryer guy.
Dude, I feel like the trigger smokers or Traeger smokers are kind of like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say, part of it too is like, I love the idea of an air fryer, but like, I'm a dude living in a, you know, by myself. Like, do I need to be frying everything I eat?
Yeah, right. About to fry up this broccoli.
Dude, they are really good for vegetables.
They are, but I just feel like most people would be like, get mozzarella sticks, this and that. Like, trust me, like, I just feel like a lot more crappy food would be cooked in it than vegetables.
Know thyself. Need your key. That's why I don't keep chips at the house, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud. I've had a bag of Utz in here for 2 weeks that I'm keeping on hold for a buddy that lives in the city that's from PG County. And he's like, give me a family size of the barbecue. I was like, all right.
Okay.
Wow. But that's just letting that sit? Like,
yeah.
But it's like social commitment keeping you out of that bag, though.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's interesting, but it's like that's a powerful force in psychology. It's like when you say you're going to do something for others, you have a different gear that you could go to versus if you were like, I'm just saving those nuts for a rainy day. Like,
yeah. Well, I will say two things though. Number one, he forgot, and so it's been 2 weeks. But also, like, you're Cobb, you're right too. Like, I keep veggie straws and like those pea snacks around. But if I have a bag of Tim's in here, it's a wrap.
She's gone.
Juanita's.
Oh, Juanita's are the worst. Because you're like, well, it's just a tortilla chip. It's not that bad. Well, when you got your hand all the way down to your forearm in that bag and it's been one day, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I try and tell people, like, put it in a bowl so that you naturally, like, portion control. But with Juanita's, I'll just go refill the bowl, like, until the bag is gone.
Dude, I started buying the veggie straws and, like, the pack. It's, like, one individual bag.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, got three different flavors. I'm like, right, it's like, I'm not going to pour them in a bowl. But this way, it's already portioned out for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big with that stuff is portion control. At least awareness. Like, start with portion awareness. Develop portion control from there.
Dude, I got a question for you guys. What were the, you know, with cigarettes, how they would sell you the single cigarette? What were those called?
A Lucy.
A Lucy? Is that what it does? Nice. Dude, we were trying to come up with that. Yeah, because I was thinking single stick, and I couldn't remember what, like, the, yeah, a Lucy.
Well, You know what? Single stick, I think, is one, like, in a little package. But we used to call them Lucy's, like, every once in a while, you'll find a dive bar that'll still sell Lucy, which means like the bartender will just sell you one out of their pack for $1. Lucy's like more that. Of a ghetto term.
Dude, that was the side hustle when I was a valet. People staying at the hotel would come down. We worked late, obviously. People staying at the hotel would come down, you know, 10, 11, 12, middle of the night. Be like, hey, man, any place around here I could buy cigarettes? And I'd always be like, $20, I'll go get you a pack. Sure enough, man, I'd jump, like, run downstairs, jump in my car, take off 3 miles down the road to the gas station, buy a pack of cigarettes, come meet them out behind the hotel.
Dude, that's a great hustle.
That was the game, man. That was the game.
People pay $20 for that pack, smoke at best half of it in a night. It's going to crush them and then throw them away. And be like, I should have never bought those.
Ted, it got so bad I considered – oh, did my screen freeze? Sorry. It got so bad I considered – so we all shared a little valet booth. You know, you go sit in the booth, somebody pulls up, you go running out there, take their keys, whatever. In the valet booth, I found a spot where I could hide cigarettes, and I considered going to buy cartons at Costco and taping them up under the desk so I could just, boom, pull it out and just start slanging straight from the booth. The only issue was people obviously had different preferences, so there was never like one cigarette that would satisfy everybody. I mean, when they're paying $20, they get pretty specific.
All right, so you're selling whole packs. What I would have done is just always kept one pack of Marlboro Lights on me and one pack of Newports on me. So, like, I got lights or I got menthols. What do you want?
Ooh.
It's going to be $3 for that cigarette.
Dude, I like it, man.
Right.
See, that's why you and I would have been a deadly team at that age.
Oh, and people like that that are going to pay 20 for a pack, they'll spend 9 on 3 and then, like, cherish them.
Yeah, totally. Dude, you're right. And it was always like random drunk wedding guests or whatever. It's just like, oh, hey, man, where's the store? I'm like, dude, it's 3 miles down that road. Have a great walk. Or I do have another option for you.
I'll take the option.
The packs sell themselves, Ted. Valet was just, maybe valet was the side hustle. I don't know.
Dude, I was the one time I've been to Miami Beach the night before a wedding. It's me, my buddy Alex, and then our other buddy, who's mixed, right? But we're in a nightclub that's just Jamaicans, right? And like, somehow I end up in the middle of the dance floor, and these Jamaican guys are like, you want to take a toke, man? Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. So like, literally, I like took two tokes like in the club. And then later, our buddy who's like, again, he's mixed, so he's got like a better in than we are. And he's up in the DJ booth, and dude's like, I heard we got two white boys from PG County. And we're like dancing around. Now, it's a fun story. At the end of the day, then I spend like $45 on like a little crappy bag of weed. I shouldn't say that. The weed was good. It was a small bag. Yes. But as we're leaving, I said to my one buddy, Mark, I go, how did that work out? He goes, oh, you got the white guy money. Like, they knew you'd pay it. If you're there looking for weed, like of course. Like, they got you stoned on the dance floor. You were going to pay whatever. And I was like, yeah, they got us.
They're right, man.
So same thing like the cigarettes. You're at a wedding. You got off your tight little tuck shirt. You're relaxing. Hanging out with a bridesmaid. She wants to smoke a dart. Here's $25, son. Go get us a pack of cigarettes.
Dude, yeah, you're right, man. It was a hustle, too, because I think back, like, so many times when people be like, what? $20? That's ridiculous. I'm like, that's fine. I'll just go right back to work, man. And you take, like, two steps, and they're like, all right, all right, all right. I'm like, I don't need this money. I'm doing this for you. I'm on the clock, okay? I'm trying to do you a favor, okay?
My whole job is based on tips and cigarettes.
God, man, that was a fun gig. Ted, I'd love to see the side-by-side cam showing me hustling cigarettes on the plaza at actually I don't want to say where I worked, in downtown Kirkland, and you in the White County just lift kegs for exercise. Where are they now? God, man.
I still remember when I left that job, the manager going, you're going to regret this.
Cobb was drinking water when Ted said that.
Dude, I almost just wrecked my computer. 100%, I almost just destroyed my computer.
He was dead ass, like, just like, you're going to regret this.
God, man, I'm sure it's still keeping you up at night, Ted. Oh, boys.
Oh, man. All right, the only other thing I was going to mention is, like, so I had this awesome weekend, bunch of cool people. Could it have finished with a better football game than that Seahawks game on Sunday night?
Woo!
God damn, that was good.
Oh, dude, if they hadn't won that, though, that first and three, or that third and one?
Third and one.
Where they threw it? Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a great game.
I wish it hadn't been that close, but there was also points, like, I was on Zoom with, like my cousin and, like, a couple other people, and I was like, it pains me to say this is a great game. Like, no matter who wins or loses, this is a great game.
Yeah, it really was. Both sides, great athletes, great execution. I mean, even I got to give it up for Russell with that deep ball.
Man.
Oh, you've seen somebody that likes playing football and hitting more than Jamal Adams.
No, honestly not. And Cam Newton, I couldn't believe, like, the little – he does that little hesitation before he does the dive, you know, before, like, the QB sneaks. Man, that thing's effective. He, like, waits for stuff to open up, except on the last play. But dude, throughout also, the rest of the game.
Right, like, that mesh point he keeps when he runs the option, he is so good at it. Like, and I know it's a tiny little minute detail, but, like, when you're talking high-level NFL stuff, like, that detail matters.
Oh, yeah. And then, dude, he's, like, practically the same size as Dante Culpepper. Did you know that? Almost the exact same stats. 6'4", 260.
Yeah, just a beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big man to try to stop. And he looks like kind of skinny. I don't know. But then like you hear that and you're like, oh, beefy.
How do you feel about, I'm loading you up because I already enjoy it. How do you guys feel about his fashion?
I don't know anything about it.
You said you enjoy it, Ted?
I do.
I mean, I don't get it. That's for sure. It's mildly like, it's interesting. I don't know that it makes me feel like I still kind of think he's a tool when I see it, but it doesn't like bother me, if that makes sense.
Right. So he wears a lot of crazy hats. For instance, Cobb, like a few years ago, he showed up at Coachella in like a suit, but it was only like shorts and it all matched. And people gave him a hard time. But here's my thing. I like Air Maxes. I have like what I consider a fashionable like ideal. But when people wear stuff that seems completely ridiculous and they wear it with confidence, I'm like, that's fashion.
You got to own it, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, I agree. If it's a dialed aesthetic that's intentional and they own it, fashion. If it's something they kind of just threw together and it's not intentional, whatever, up for debate.
Yeah. So everybody on this podcast that's listening, like, check it out. Some people agree, disagree. Cobb, look it up, though. He takes some wild chances. Now, again, I wouldn't wear that stuff. Like, that's not my look. But that's why I like his quote-unquote fashion. Because to me, everything that's, like, fashion, like, man, that's some weird-ass shit.
Wow, yeah, he looks like a singer. He's got, like, some what's that guy's name? He's got, like, Lenny Kravitz energy out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. Nice pull. Yeah.
A lot of different looks.
I think people would consider fashion to be art. I was going to say fashion is like art in that it's subjective, you know, and at the end of the day, who really cares? I like to think I kind of basically by just ripping sleeves off all my shirts and never stopping wearing basketball shorts and sweatpants, and I'm into my 30s now, like that's kind of my look. Like I just own it, you know? And I don't really care what people think about it. And it's like, hey, I like dressing this way. And, you know, so just because I don't particularly like Cam Newton's fashion doesn't mean that it's not fashionable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. Like, for my look, well, like, I'm dressed up, right? It's like a what, like the polka dot shirt and some Air Maxes and some tight jeans. And to me, I'm like, God, look at me out here doing fashion.
Fresh.
Not really the biggest chance in the world. Whereas like, I see that guy and everybody's like, that's insane. What's he wearing? I'm like, that's how fashion work, boys. You catch people off the guard. I don't know.
He's all over the place. In here, I see him wearing a babushka. I see him wear a blazer that matches his wallpaper. A lot of hats that look like the hats that that Robert E. Lee wore, like those weird flat brim ones with little tassels. This guy is all over the map, boys. I'm gonna have to say not fashionable. Although Ted, you and I are wearing matching black V-necks right now.
I thought Ted was wearing his Bob Ross shirt.
I am. It looks like blue.
Oh, he's got. Yeah, it's tough with the lights.
By the way, nobody at the wedding respected when I got drunk. And I was like focus.
Wow,
in.
Yeah. Dang. Well, you know, they can't all be hitters, man.
Yeah, I
know. Gotta calibrate.
Oh man, yeah, trust me, Cobb, that's my whole point. He's so far like all over the place. That's what I'm just like, for me as somebody who's not into fashion, I'm like, that's what fashion is, man. You gotta take chances every day of the week and commit. Plus I love the idea of like a man the size of Cam Newton whose whole job is to be a quarterback in American football, right? Which people around the world watch, but isn't like soccer, basketball, isn't like a worldly sport. And then he shows up in Italy, France, like somewhere in Europe, and it's like, tell me your secrets. I want to wear your clothes. It's like, get out all the fabric.
We're going to need to custom make it. We don't have your sizes over here.
Right. We don't have the American giant shredded cut.
Seriously.
Kyle, we got some emails there, man.
Oh, yeah, boys. So, my song pick for the one that holds the most meaning is For My Daughter by Kane Brown. This song hits one because he talks about how he didn't have a dad growing up and swears he will never do the same to his daughter. My dad wasn't in the picture when I was growing up, and I had a kid about 3 years ago, and I feel the same way he does about it. First time I heard this song, I was pressure washing the driveway, and I cried. Nothing like a 6'5", 300-pound man crying in his driveway to make his neighbors feel safe. The hook to this song is...
Wait a minute. Did he say he was, like, washing his car, or he just was in his driveway crying?
He's pressure washing the driveway.
Oh, I love that. That's even better. He said he's crying while he's pressure washing. Almost that he missed the grot.
The hook to this song is something that I've said since I was 15. I grew up without a dad, so I'm gonna be the best one I can be. Jaden. P.S. Hit a bitch with that turkey slicer, Mystic Rick.
I only know that song because I've seen a dance at a wedding to it.
Nice. I love Mystic Rick. The song that really hit me was, I don't know how to say this word, boys. Royce Da, 5'9" cocaine.
Royce the 5'9".
There you go. Royce
Great
the 5'9".
Legend.
Okay. All right. Royce the 5'9", cocaine. It's a powerful song about his dad and addiction. Actually, that whole album is great and meaningful. It's called The Book of Ryan. I suggest checking it out. I'm popping in my browser right now for after the cast.
Dude, the way you like Andre and Big Boy and you got into Outkast, like...
Yeah, super into Outkast.
Right. Royce the 5'9 has lyrics like that too, man.
Is he new or old?
I wouldn't say old, but yeah, older, not new.
Okay, cool. Tom, what the heck is that guy's name? There's like a white rapper that's been blowing up that has some really good lyrical stuff too. Tom McDonald, I want to say, something like that. I don't know. Pretty good. Long email notification. Well, here we go. Currently living in North Central Washington. Grew up in Washington pretty much every summer since I was a kid. For the Forest Service worker or a forest firefighter or summer, a hotshot crew member, I like to ask them their opinion as to why things seem to be getting worse. And the general consensus seems to be logistics. I've been told by a few that back in the day when there was a fire, the crew would just get together and go fight that fire day and night. But now they don't fight the fire at night, and they don't get started on the fire until they've had a morning meeting. And in some instances, I also think that if there aren't any structures in danger, they just let them burn, but in a controlled way. What's up, boys? For this week's Cobb topic, the song that gets me going is the national anthem, and even the Canadian national anthem. I've been watching a lot of hockey lately, and whenever I hear it, it just gets me fired up. Welcome back, and thanks for another great podcast. The one, the only, North Cascade Zamboni Driver.
I tell you what, tell your friends, I stand on guard for thee. Same thing. I only know the Canadian national anthem as I used to play NHL 99.
Dude, you know what game was one of the best? I don't know if you ever played it, but Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey 98.
Oh, yeah. N64.
Yes. One of the great all-time games, I would say.
Did you guys see A-Ron did the national anthem before the Seahawks game?
Yeah, I saw that. So sick. A-Ron Jones?
Yeah. Dude, actually, he's crushing it. I'm glad to see him crushing it. I felt kind of bad that he got to do it and there was nobody there.
Yeah, I mean... You know, that's a certain situation you got to make the most of. That's a cool, cool way to do it, you know?
Get invited back.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We should have. I was like, I don't know. He's getting big time. We'll see. Matt, you're still buddies with him, right?
Yeah, I was texting him the other day.
Yeah. Yeah,
reach out. Zoom.
Also, like, he always wears that filthy hat, right? Which is a dope hat. But, like, I'm just like, I can't pull it off. So he sent us some of the new ones. Turns out they're flex fit, whatever. It's like, yeah, I literally today at work and Migs were wearing them. We're like, God, we were wrong. These hats are cool. Plus, A-Ron would be a good pickup for us because he's doing everything on like national giant stations. Like, yeah, he comes on the podcast.
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be definitely fun to have him back. Maybe we should try and like rehype the old ones. You know, like
the back catalog.
Pick up some traction and search engine optimization.
Hey guys, to the best podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I was born and raised in the Seattle area and last year moved to McLean, Virginia due to several major life changes.
Oh.
Long story short, I live in McLean but have a beach house in Bethany Beach. People in Seattle have no idea what a real beach is. I grew up in Clyde Hill, literally less than a couple miles from Bill Gates, with some of those famous names that run the city and absolutely love Lake Washington and Lake Sammamish. And I love river life, but beach life, ocean style? Come on. Really? No comparison. Crab cakes. Crab dip on the East Coast will change your life. Old Bay potato chips are incredible. Bottom line, East Coast living is amazing. Hopefully they legalize the good stuff soon. Seattle's minor league, but people in Seattle will never get it. Thanks for the entertainment. Stay golden, pony boy. JP.
So first of all, JP, I know Bethany Beach well. Bethany Blues is the starboards. So he's got to go. So up Bethany Beach, I'm trying to think. There's one giant resort that everybody stays at. Sea Colony. That's what it is. So, like, maybe he has a house because he's doing well, but everybody stays at Sea Colony, but that's where all the family stay. But right up the road is Dewey Beach, which is that famous party beach I tell you about. It's a mile long. The starboard is one of the best beach bars I've ever been to in my life.
Is this where Beach Week went down? Dewey Beach?
We always stayed in Ocean City because we were the Maryland people. And like, again, like Dewey Beach is more like 25 to 35. You rent houses together. It's like the Jersey Shore, but classier, which is nice. Not saying much.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some great, Bethany Beach is great. And trust me, when I talk, he gets what I was saying. Like, that's why Matt, again, I wasn't trying to give you a hard time, but like SoCal beaches are like a whole community and this and that. These are just beach towns that swell up to like 100,000 people on the weekends and during the summertime, but are generally during the wintertime, like, I don't know, 20, 30,000 people?
Wow.
Tops.
Wow. Totally different vibe.
Yeah, but he's right, man. You have the boardwalk. You have the crappy little shops you go buy t-shirts in. Like, did you guys ever buy the, what was it, Big Johnson shirts?
No, I know you were a Big Dogs guy. What's Big Johnson?
Big Johnson were like the t-shirts you buy on the boardwalk that had slogans like Big Johnson poker or like card house, poker in the front, like something in the rear.
I think it was liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Exactly. You've seen these shirts. But yeah. Yeah.
Please tell me you had that shirt, Ted.
I did not. I had a FBI shirt.
Female body inspector?
Federal booty inspector.
God, dude, I love you. Let me see that booty.
Booty, 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 booty.
Oh, man.
Man, that's so funny. Yeah, I could go on forever about Bethany Beach. All right, let's check
in. I could go on forever about booties.
What's battening?
Well, yeah, I had an awesome weekend. You know, if you've been paying attention at all, I'm really into pro golf right now, and we had a major.
Matt, keep that mic close to you, mate. You're getting a little quiet.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Oh, weird. Okay. So yeah, we had a
focus.
Major. What's that?
Nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So I was very into the U.S. Open. Watched a lot of golf on TV. I mean, I was shocked when I woke up Thursday, like way before my alarm, and just like instinctively just like shot out of bed and turned on Golf Channel for like the early Thursday morning rounds, which is, I mean, it was a ton of fun. So outside of watching golf, congratulations to Bryson DeChambeau, by the way.
Right. I never heard of that guy till you brought him up. And then I randomly texted Matt on Friday. I'm waiting for my ride to pick me up and I go, hey man, you got me. I'm watching the Open. And he's like, yeah, your brother already texted me.
Yeah. Nice. Chris hit me up about it, and then Ted messaged me, like, I don't know, it was probably like 4 or 5 hours later, but I can't tell because it was just all me just watching golf all day. And I was like, when did these texts come in? But I was doing the exact same thing, watching the golf. But yeah, when the smoke cleared, I went for a couple swims, and that was very cold. The water temperature dipped quite a bit in the last like 2 weeks. It's insane. So yeah, watching golf, went for a couple swims, and then what was it? Would have been Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night. Went out to Ballard and had dinner. Tyler and I had dinner with, speaking of past podcast guests, our buddy that runs Meltdown, Josh, and his wife. Yeah. So we had an awesome time, you know, socializing, going out to a restaurant and feeling, you know, they had it spaced out well. And it was like, the vibe felt good in there. The first time I went to a restaurant, I'm not going to name them here, but it was like really brightly lit and you could just see all the empty space and stuff. And it was like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, I know this is your aesthetic from like 2019 and before, but like update it a little bit. Like, this is weird. So this was like more dimly lit and stuff. And it was very cool. So, yeah, other than that, just hanging out, watching golf. But it was great to see Josh and his wife and catch up with them.
What, you know, I got to ask, what brand of, like, did you get sushi? Did you get barbecue? Did you get Asian? What kind
Mexican
of food?
Mexican food.
Mexican food.
The plan was sushi, but the sushi joint didn't have much room. They had some outdoor seating, but I don't know if you remember, Saturday night was just dumping rain, like, sideways.
Actually, in Eastern Washington, it was quite lovely.
Oh, okay. That's right. You weren't here, Ted. Good weekend to be on that side of the mountains. But yeah, so we found a place that we sat inside at, but everybody, there's a ton of outdoor seating still, and people are just out in the rain. Like, they just didn't care. It was cool to see. It's like, yes, this is Seattle. Like, we will not be stopped. Rain, pandemic. Give us our food. Like, well,
yeah, and I respect that, right? Like I get it. Like, I haven't been inside a restaurant in a while. Like, if you want to sit outside, if there's a cover and it's raining, like, suck it up. You live in the Northwest.
Yeah, exactly. We all got North faces.
I will also say that course, Pebble Beach, is just amazing.
Pebble Beach, yeah. So, yeah, you texted me about Pebble Beach. The U.S. Open wasn't at Pebble Beach this year.
Was I watching a different golf match?
The U.S. Open was at Pebble Beach last year.
You got to be kidding me. I thought it was at Pebble Beach this year.
No, this year it was at Winged Foot in New York.
Was there a rain delay?
Maybe. No.
Now I feel like an idiot. I texted another buddy and was like, look at him at Pebble Beach.
Oh, really? I thought you were texting me. We have the golf simulator, and Pebble Beach is one of the courses we have. So I thought you just randomly texted me about being there one time, and you mentioned Carmel. And I was like, yeah, come over and test out the simulator, Ted. Like, it's awesome. We'll have a blast.
Jesus. Now I got to wonder what my other buddy thought. He just played along with it, too. All right.
Clean that up after we get through the Cobb topic.
Yeah, well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
The last CT we did was about music, and today while I was working, we were listening to a bunch of music, and I was kind of just, I don't know, there's quite a few songs out there that I didn't realize were covers. And, you know, things like Aretha Franklin's Respect, for instance, didn't realize that was a cover. Didn't realize I Think We're Alone Now is a cover. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So anyway, the Cobb topic this week is, what cover was better than the original? / what song did you not realize was a cover? Email us, literally the word email, at thepodcast.com.
I'm ready for this one. It may not be the definitive answer. I'm not, because it's a quick reaction, because I just heard the original last night. My dad's really into Spotify playlists. I think I've mentioned that.
And I follow him.
Yeah, he has a new one called Golf Easy Listening. And Neil Young or Neil Dime, one of the Neils, has a song called Cinnamon Girl. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with it. I knew it as a Typo Negative song, but it turns out Typo Negative covered it, and I thought did a much better job. It's definitely much more like heavy and gothy and stuff as Typo Negative is. And so it was cool to hear the original, but I was like, I definitely still like the Typo Negative one way better.
Right. So my go-to was All Along the Watchtower, which is classic Hendrix, but it's a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Nothing Else Compares. It's a Prince song.
But you're talking about the Chris Cornell cover?
Well, everybody knows Nothing Else Compares is a Sinead O'Connor song, but it's actually a Prince song.
Oh, Sinead O'Connor? Okay, I knew it was Prince, but I know the Chris Cornell cover. But
the famous version is Sinead O'Connor.
Remember? Really? Okay. Not famous to me, but got it.
Right. All right. I thought that was going to be mind-blowing. A couple rock guys.
I was like, yeah, Chris Cornell's version is awesome. I'm with you.
Just funny. Like, literally, like, I have met him before, and we were like, oh, yeah, like a cover of Sinead O'Connor. And he's like, actually, it's a Prince song. Like, no way.
That's how you found out?
Pretty sure that's how
Chris Cornell himself told you.
I should walk that back. It might have been somebody with him, like on his label.
Okay, but still,
definitely, like, right. That's how we found out. I was like, no, like she's. I mean, that's her most famous song. It's the only reason we all know her. Like, yeah, actually, it's a Prince song.
Dude, wow. For me, I would say the Johnny Cash song "Hurt" towards the end of his life. That's a great cover.
Well, now, hang on now. Are we saying what's a great cover or what's better than the original?
I would also say that one's better than the original.
All right.
Well,
tell me your thoughts, Ted. We got 3 minutes left.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's good, but that's a Nine Inch Nails song, right?
Yeah, and I think...
It's a pretty epic song the way he does it, too.
Dude, I agree. Great song. But he just took it to, you know, depending on how much you know about his life and background, I happen to be a pretty big fan. He, it just hits a little different when you're like, man, this guy, like, you know, he was a rock star, but he weirdly also kind of like pissed away his whole life, you know, chasing this girl. And then she just died. And then he picks up this song and it's like, you know, he had some pretty twisted dark demons within him. He had to reinvent himself multiple times in the music industry. And just like, I don't know, man, for me, it's just a hitter with him singing it. I mean, I don't know what Nine Inch Nails said about it, but I wouldn't be shocked. I feel like sometimes when somebody plays a cover so well, there's like, all right, that's their song now. I don't think Nine Inch Nails did that, but just
that's what happened with Ted's pick. Bob Dylan said that about Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Like literally Dylan was like, that's his song now.
Yeah, it's like, psh, have a great life. That happened to me with a hat once. I still wear it.
Well, as long as we're all in agreement, we can wrap this podcast up. All right, we'll be back next week. We'll have something new and exciting to talk about. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.